and into plowshares turn their swords.
On a peaceful day in front of the White House, there was one group focused on U.S. aggression of nuclear proportions.
Especially in light of this crisis now, is to rid our world of nuclear technology.
Nearly 30 years ago, William Dowding Thomas started the White House anti-nuclear peace vigil. He died in 2009. But since then, his supporters, such as Concepcion, who's a fixture here, have been carrying out his legacy of urging the U.S. government to redefine its nuclear development and its military aggression against other countries. Thomas's widow Ellen says more nuclear weapons don't necessarily make a population safer. The United States holds nearly 3,000 strategic and tactical warheads, with another 2,500 in reserve.
There's pollution running through the groundwater and through the soil from the nuclear power plants, and they're all on water, on major waterways.
The vigil in front of the White House couldn't come at a more poignant time. With nuclear reactor failures in Japan after a massive earthquake and the U.S. participation in strikes over Libya after a U.N.-mandated no-fly zone, activists here say the U.S. government is headed in the wrong direction when it comes to nuclear development and military action. Many here say they would rather see the U.S.'s vast finances go to eradicating poverty instead of increasing weaponry.
We've killed thousands of people in Afghanistan, including, most recently on March 1st, nine children, nine boys who were gathering firewood. The youngest was 7, the oldest was 13.
And just a few yards away, others condemn the U.S.'s involvement in Iraq, Afghanistan, the Middle East, and Northern Africa.
Any action in Libya or anywhere else in the Middle East is an act of treason.
We shovel gravel from sunup to sundown.
We need President Obama to live up to his commitment, to live up to his own words, and help us create that world that knows the peace and security of a world without nuclear weapons.
Anti-nuclear supporters are pushing for the passage of the Nuclear Disarmament and Economic Conversion Act, created in 1994. The bill would shift nuclear priorities away from arms and to more humanitarian causes. It's slated to be reintroduced to Congress this year. Colin Campbell, Press TV, The White House.